Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I'm Charlene Stringfield, and I am a guardian angel communicator and a spiritual healer. I am here tonight with my best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Jean, how are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, Charlene, on this really nice fall evening coming out of this full moon energy. I hope everyone out there is doing good as well. And we're so glad that you joined us tonight. It's really great to be here. And like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I both are spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. All the healing you will receive tonight during this entire show are divine based. We are the facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. And these healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy. This energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing, and after the major house healing, we'll go straight to the phone lines and the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. Now, everyone that is called in on the switchboard, it lets me know that you want to be brought in for a message if you press 1. Otherwise, it just tells me that there's nothing there and you just would like to listen, and that's completely wonderful. We're glad you joined us. But if you would like a message live and on the air, please press 1 on your keypad. And everybody in the chat room, welcome and thank you for joining us. Just type your first name, and I will put you on my list, and we will be happy to give you a message. So, Charlene, I'm looking forward to this fabulous healing you're going to facilitate. And if you hear a dog barking in the background, that's sweet little Remy. He's ready for the healing too. Charlene, I'm going to pass it back to you. Thank you, Jean. And before we start the healing, I always like to ask people to set up a proxy list. That's a list of people that you would like to receive this healing. It can be friends or family. We always put all of our animals on the proxy list. That's always a good thing. And this healing will go out to these people. Now, we believe everybody could benefit from these healings. They do raise your vibration, your frequencies. It just makes you feel better overall. But we never overcome anyone's free will. So if this healing goes out to someone and their soul chooses not to receive it, well, they won't receive it. So be careful who you send this out to. You know, usually family members and good friends with their soul will always receive it. So if you'll set up your proxy list, and I'm going to start with a prayer, and if you would also put in a divine, I am going to put in a divine miracle healing request for everyone. So if there's something particular in your life that you would like to direct this healing to tonight, it could be, you know, you're heartbroken, you're having a hard time in life, you're in worry or fear a lot, or just things are not going your way, or it could even be a broken arm or broken leg or a broken heart. Whatever it may be, just ask that this healing will be directed to that, and it will definitely be directed to that. So I'm going to go ahead and begin. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour and bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy. Please raise our vibrations, our frequencies, and our consciousness up to its highest level tonight and help everyone who receives this healing integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I am putting in a divine miracle healing request for everyone listening to the New Way Power Hour. I ask that whatever each person is seeking in your name, I ask that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, here we go. In the name of the light, I'd like to call upon the New Way healers to come down and give everybody a New Way healing. They will be removing 500,000 layers off of everybody tonight. That's a lot of layers. It comes off of your art field, your energy field. It's energy that you just don't need or negative energies, things that you picked up. They'll also be clearing your chakras, which is your energy field, your spiritual anatomy, and they will be clearing your guide team and just giving you an overall healing, pulling your energy field in. And the New Way Healers are a group of archangels and ascended masters, and Jesus is the head of that team, and they will be the ones that are facilitating. Jean and I are actually the facilitators of these healings. We call it in, and they come in, and they do all the healings. So they are going ahead and starting on you, and I'm asking them to clear everybody's life path. Now, when I look at everybody's life path, your life path is always behind you, all right? And the thing is, if we get a lot of clutter on our life path, maybe we got a dark cloud over us, maybe we're in stuck in an emotion like anger or negativity, then, you know, we need to ask before they remove it. Sometimes it could be self-imposed fears or things, so we have to make a divine intervention statement so that you are actually saying, I'm allowing you to clear this. So if you could please just repeat after me, I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now. And I allow it. Thank you. All right. Good. That got everybody cleared. And one of the things we want to do here, the purpose of the healing is we want to, three things that can happen that can really pull your energy down and bring you into a funk is you fall into struggle and survival, you lose your personal power, or you get stuck in the past or the future, and you're not in the present moment. Those are things that can really pull your energy down, or you get stuck in an emotion like depression or anger, and those things can just pull your energy immediately. But one thing I'm finding across the board here lately with people, are getting caught up in this group consciousness of the election and the government. So I'm just going to ask that this group consciousness be cleared and removed out of everybody, because it's just, you know, it's just something that it's just causing a lot of conflict and chaos. So it's best to just be disconnected from it. You know, one of the things, it can become such a burden to get caught up in the he said, she says, and the negativities of it, or even our government or things that are just going on in the world. So we want to, because this is so deeply affecting people, we need to make a divine intervention statement so that it'll just remove quickly. So if you will repeat after me, I am asking for divine intervention to disconnect me from any worldly or planetary energies or any government energies or any big group consciousness programs or patterns that are affecting me now. And I allow it. Thank you. All right, there it goes. And let's clear, cancel, and burn all vows, contracts, and agreements, root contracts to be affected by that and to allow ourselves to be plugged into that. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, could you please immediately start filling us up with love and agape and anything that is pulling, just creating chaos, inner turmoil, please clear and remove it. Please return everybody's personal power, peace, and clarity to them. Pull them out of struggle and survival and bring them into a successful, thriving, winning mind of plenty. And guarantee they are grounded in the present moment. Jesus, would you please put the divine matrix grid on everybody? Ground it in them, connect them up to Creator of all, clear and clean all of their energy and call it back. Call back their true authentic self. Jesus, would you please awaken everybody's heart and run heart energy with everyone, apply a total heart heart healing. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please commune with everybody's soul and clear all programs of unforgiveness, of separation and division from themselves, from love, from God, and move it on out now. Get everybody really, really clear. Guarantee these worldly and planetary energies are cleared quickly. Please clear all blame, shame, pain, guilt, or self-punishment, self-sabotage, self-torture, self-conflict. Please clear and remove all of it and anything creating it or causing it. Please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please guarantee everybody's faith gauge, their belief gauge, their knowingness gauge, their trust gauge, their certainty gauge. All of their gauges are connected up to you, God, Goddess, Creator of all, and they're connected to divine supply. Restore, God, Goddess, Creator of all, everybody's spiritual power, their physical power, their mental and emotional power, their money power, their wealth power, their energy power, and the creator of that. Please shift everybody into divine, true, love-based. Anything that is creating fear, anger, or negativity, clear and remove it now. Please clear and remove any oppression, repression, depression, suppression, and whoosh it on out of us. Fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, any judgments or criticisms or expectations or goals that has been put on any of us or that we have put on anybody else, please clear and remove it, whoosh it on out, and please return us to peace. Please clear our chakras of any dysfunctions, malfunctions, any blockages, and reset and reprogram us at our highest frequencies. Mother God, would you please activate our divine spark, our divine feminine spark, our soul light, our divine angel light. Let's open everybody up and clear all inner layers, clear their brain, their mind, their inner dialogue, guarantee their soul is connected to their mind is connected to their body. And all pain and suffering, fear and lack, anything creating it, is cleared and removed now. See, when you can get your energy up to a high level, even if you're in pain, your pain will dissipate. And it could be mental or emotional pain. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please clear any programs or patterns or seeds of craziness, madness, insanity, unstableness, mental or emotional disturbances, and anything creating it or causing it, clear and remove it now. Give us all a triple special whopper-whoosh from the all and fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Jesus, would you please tap everybody's organs and glands and body systems, all of their chakras, reset them and reprogram them to work at optimal levels, and bring them up to their highest of frequencies and vibrations. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please send everybody the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. Mother God, could you please take everybody apart? Please clear every aspect of them. Please give them a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. Please clear and remove any spiritual viruses. Please put them back together. Pull their auric field in. Clear, close, heal, and seal any holes in their auric field. Guarantee they are safe, secure, and protected. And their safety, security, and protection is up to 100%. Guarantee their guide team is 100% approved angelics. Anything creating conflict or negativity that has infiltrated them or their guide team, Jesus, please clear and remove it now and replace these outsiders and intruders with divine angelics. Thank you, thank you, thank you. let's guarantee everybody's inner dialogue is cleared of negativity. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head, clear, balance, and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain, apply a spiritual healing and a Star of David. Please clear any seeds, imprints, implants of negativity, any projections of other people's energy, and guarantee their connection to Source, their seventh chakra goes all the way up. All of their energy goes all the way to you. And you are the only thing that they are connected to. And they are grounded to the earth in their heart, in their highest of consciousness. Please prepare them for these high levels of frequencies and energy that we are about to bring in. Jesus, would you please clear their rows and apply a life force healing, rejuvenate and regenerate their tree of life, and guarantee their life force is really running at its highest optimal levels. Guarantee all the powers in their chakras are at 100%. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse everyone in the violet flame 1,000,000 times fold. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please name and clear and remove any curses, hexes, negativity, judgment, or criticisms, hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft spells, jinxes, hexes, ugliness, unkindness, hate, grudges or begrudges that has been spoken over anyone in any past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time until now, and whoosh them on out now. Guarantee everybody is shifted into divine, true love based. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please clear everyone's having this gauge and their I can have it gauge. Good. Everybody's energy is clearing really, really good. Let's get that heart really, really powerful to where everybody is holding the light. Anything that is pulling their light, clear, New Way Healers, clear cut and remove all etheric cords, psychic ties attached to them, any energy drains, money drains. Clear and remove them and fill them up with so much light. Anything trying to control them, hinder their spiritual growth, clear and remove it. Please clear any spirits of denial, any liars, any programs or patterns that would just brainwash them in any way. Move it on out now. Please clear their master manifester. Guarantee it is turned on, and whatever they are creating, the guarantee the creator of love is creating it, and it is creating it positively. Please clear any programs or patterns that would allow or attract outsiders or intruders, any inner turmoil, inner conflict, any negativity. And please name the verbal abuser pattern, which could potentially abuse yourself or attack yourself. Please name those programs and patterns, root branches and seeds, any energies that's just not theirs. Name it and clear and remove it and replace it with unconditional love. Guarantee everybody is returned to love, peace, and calmness. Please remove all darkness out of everyone. And Jesus, would you please clear everyone on a cellular level, give them a complete and total cellular cleansing? Mother God, would you please open up everyone's lineage, clear and heal the lineage of these things. Mother God, please bring down everybody's soul chart, clear it and clean it, prioritize their phylum list that would be for their highest good, and any information that they need from their soul chart. Right now, Mother God, would you please download that information to them. Please clear and clean all of the heart walls. Please look for any personal portals, anywhere they're losing energy, clear, close, heal, and seal those places. Clear everyone on chart 5, on chart 26. And let's go ahead and make a couple divine intervention statements before we finish with the healing. If you'll please repeat after me, these statements are always healing and positive. I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove all of my burdens and set me free. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to make me aware of anything I am unaware of that is for my highest good. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to help me hold my divine energy strong. And I allow it, thank you. Okay. Now, New Way healers, let's take everybody up to the goddesses, open everybody up, guarantee all inner layers are cleared and removed. I'd like to ask the psychic surgeons to come down. Would you please look for any soul wounds, soul scars, soul fractures, and any emotions that's coming up, and clear and remove all of that. And Jesus, would you please heal all of these things, fill all these voids with unconditional light, love, and agape, and please use your water from your waterfall retreat to oxygenate and hydrate everybody. And let's please clean everybody's secret, sacred chambers of everyone's heart, desire to suffer or to call any of this energy back, clear and remove it. Any blocks to hearing and seeing God, please clear and remove it. And let's just waterfall everyone with agape. And that is the highest form of unconditional love that comes directly from your Creator. And you will be, through this entire show, you will be still receiving a healing of many divine energies that are coming through to you. This part of the healing is 100% complete. I'm going to hand it over to Jean Castor, and she's going to start singing the Reiki codes, which is a very healing energy. I highly recommend that you direct this energy to where you're needing it. What I feel people are really needing these days is a really strong heart healing, because with all the negativity on the earth, it like pulls our heart energy, which that's our love center. You know, so that's where I'm directing, asking that this energy and the healing be directed to strengthen my heart and strengthen me as a soul. So Jean's going to tell you a little bit more about the Reiki code. She's going to sing them. And as I said, you will receive a healing throughout this entire broadcast. So I definitely suggest that you stay with us. Jean?
Thank you for that wonderful healing you facilitated, Charlene. And like Charlene said, everyone, go ahead and set your intentions for where you would like this Reiki energy to go. Reiki loves to work on your body, to go to wherever you need it to go. If you're having problems with your heart, if you're having problems with your indigestion or a leg, or you got a headache, send it to your animal, send it to your home and your property, send it to your car. It will go, and it is very healing to anything of this earth. So go ahead and set your intentions. And I set the intentions that when I sent out the Dichomio, which is the master symbol, the great purifier, and that it enhances and it empowers all the other symbols, that it goes straight to everyone's heart. That is my intention for that symbol tonight. The first symbol I will sing is Chokeray, and that is opening up the rainbow bridge for all the power of the universe to come in. And it calls down the power of the white light, and it opens the spirit doorway for healing, and it fills, it purifies, and it blesses. The Hun Shaze shown in is the distant symbol, and that is Neith sending this symbol out like a laser beam, and it cuts through time and space, and it directs all the symbols to go straight out to everyone that is listening and has set their intentions. And it heals the whole timeline, and it goes to every part of the soul. The Seheki is the middle and the emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity, and it clarifies, and it sets boundaries, and it heals negative patterns, and it breaks addictions. Like I said a minute ago, the Dichomio is the master symbol, and it's a great purifier, and it enhances and empowers all the other symbols, and I'm sending this straight out to everyone's heart tonight. The Raku is like a lightning bolt that clears obstructions. And the Kriya that I sing at the end of the healing, it's about perfect balance and action, and it balances energy, and it raises awareness, and it also is about action and creation. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Hunsha de shonen. Hunsha de Han Sha Zay Shonen. Han Sha Zay Shonen. Han Sha Zay Shonen. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Dichomio! Dichomio, Dichomio, Dichomio. Raku. Seki, Seki, Seki. Kriya, Kriya, Kriya. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you so much, Jean. I really felt that. Our dog, we were concerned that he was going to be barking through the whole thing, but he fell asleep during that one, so that's good. All right, well, I'm going to right now start a major house healing. So if you have a home or address or a property, maybe even work, maybe even if you just rent a room somewhere, you're an apartment, wherever it is, just say that address out loud, and this healing will go to it and just clear all the energies there. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and addresses and just infuse it, these places, with so much light, and send these places, the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all, waterfall these homes and properties and addresses with agape and the highest of creator of all energy, encompassing all the healing energies that you created for us as human beings. It's of 100% light and of 100% love base, grounded into these homes and properties, and connect them up to you. And New Way healers, would you please come down and give all of these homes and properties address of New Way healing and remove a million layers off of them And would you please, God, Goddess, creator of all, surround everybody's electronics, their TVs, their phones, their computers, their iPads, anything of that nature with divine light, love, and agape so that they are shielded from any kind of negativity that these things could be exuberating as they work on these things. And Jesus and Lady Nana, would you please fill up everybody's home with the pink light of unconditional love, the white light of the Holy Spirit, Christ energy, and divine miracle healing energy. Angels of the violet flame, would you please immerse everyone's home and property in a dress with the violet flame 1 billion times fold. Archangel Michael, would you please come down to all of these homes and properties and addresses with your band of mercy and give them a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Any portals or openings to any other dimensions, clear, close, heal them and seal them and move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Please clear any negativity out of these places and spaces and return them to love. Shift them all into divine, true, love-based, clear, and remove any fear, pain, suffering and lack out of these places, and clear and remove them, pull them out of struggle and survival, and bring them all of these spaces and places into a successful, thriving, winning mindset of plenty. Heal the souls of all of these homes and properties and addresses. And God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please fill all these homes and properties and addresses with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 yards below, 1,000 yards above. Ground them to the center of the earth and pop those healing roses and send the energy down to the center of the earth for transmutation. And God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please send 500 billion archetypes of angels down to all of these homes and properties to clear out any and all energies, every nook and cranny of negativity. And please plug your healing power source into the four corners of these homes and properties and addresses. Guarantee that all of these places are a beacon of love and light and agape. And they and commune with the soul of all of these homes and properties and addresses. Return them to love, peace, and calmness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is complete, the major house healing, and we are now going to the phone lines. Jean, do we have anybody on the phone lines?
We absolutely do, Charlene. We have quite a few people that are waiting for a live message, and we have several people that are enjoying this listening, and we appreciate you tuning in. Okay, the first caller on the list, the last four digits of your number are 6114. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, how are y'all today?
Hello, Becky. We are doing good. It is good to hear your voice.
Y'all too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Becky, I am seeing immediately your animal guide that's working with you right now is a horse. And the horse is there for personal power and travel. And your guardian angel is saying that there is some travel coming up for you, but there's also a travel companion that's coming along with that. Do you know what she's talking about? Have you met a travel companion lately?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, do you like traveling?
I do.
Okay, good. Well, that's coming up for you, and the travel companion is going to be with you. And it looks like you've also got a goose with you, which is about travel to far away places. And it's, you know, when you think of Mother Goose, you think about all of the fairy tales and stuff like that. And you carry a lot of fairy energy. And I see some of the places that you're going to be traveling to that are really far away are places that will really resonate that you've had past lives at. Almost fairy tale past lives, you know, like tropical islands, maybe even I'm seeing the UK being one of them, you know, and just a lot of fun coming up with. with you, and your guardian angel says that you have in mind some of the places that you like to go, that you would like to go. But once you meet this travel companion, and it is a male companion that looks like it's going to be a romantic love interest of you, you know, he'll have his places that he likes to go to, but y'all will like the same thing, so you will enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Even if there are places that you haven't ever thought of going, you will enjoy it, you know. Because
I would enjoy it.
You
know, my gracious. So, wow, do we have a time frame here? I would like to go tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I'm actually seeing within the next 4 months you meeting this person. It's a matter of you, when we get off the phone here, Becky, I want you to say, I'm ready. It's important for you to put out there because I'm seeing that this person is available and ready now. It's just a matter of you finding each other, and you put out there that you're ready because this is different than just somebody that you would just casually date or maybe just come in and out of your life. It's your person that you've been looking for. And your guardian angel is saying that you're ready for it. So you put out there that I'm ready, and it'll come sooner than later, okay?
Okay, sounds great to me.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for following the show, Becky. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a great evening.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, it's always good to hear Becky's voice. Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 1802. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Could I have your first name?
Yes, this is Deborah.
Deborah. First thing your guardian angel is saying is that when you trust your intuition, your inner knowingness, you get an answer that is right on for what you need. She said you've been putting out a lot of questions to the universe and in your prayers about things that are happening in your now and things that are getting ready to come up. And she says, once again, every time you trust your inner knowingness, your intuition, which, by the way, she says you're very strong in your intuition as a gift, that you get your answers. So it's important that you listen and that you, she says, to keep your thoughts positive, because when you do that, your results come out positive for you. Even if it may feel like it's a little bit of a challenge to get through a situation, she says that it comes out for your highest good. And after you're through the challenge, you think, wow, that was wonderful to meet that challenge and walk through it. Because she says everything is a learning lesson. Some are easier than others. She said, but once again, trust your intuition. It's very strong in you. Did you know that, Deborah?
Okay. No, I didn't. Thank you.
Well, and I'm also seeing a deer with you as an animal guide, and the deer is the message and the energy that the deer is bringing is to be gentle with yourself. It's a balance in how you're gentle with other people and how you're gentle with yourself, and the deer is speaking to you to be gentle with yourself, to do some things that make you feel good, that energize you, that and even things that relax you, that make you feel good in any way that makes you feel good. Just to be gentle with yourself, Deborah. Okay, well, thank you for calling in the show.
Well, thank you. I loved it. Thank you very much. Blessings to
great.
Both of you.
And thank you so much. Many blessings to you as well. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, Charlene, the next person on the line that is ready for a message, it's a Skype number, 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, Lady. Vicky.
Okay, Vicky. All right, first of all, Vicky, your guardian angel says that you've just been having this sort of dilemma lately. It's almost like you've been in a dilemma or something that's been keeping you not necessarily stuck on your life path, but kind of stuck in a rut. Do you know what she's talking about with this?
Yeah.
And she says that it's important for you to just say a prayer for yourself and ask God to help you get out of your own way. Because there's a big shift coming for you. That's like a big blessing. And it's just important that you, it's like something is blocking you somehow like that. So saying that prayer would move it out of the way.
Yeah, what's been blocking me is I know something's been coming. It's just been told that it's been coming for so long that I'm kind of like, ugh.
Well, how do you know that it hasn't, or the thing that you're particularly waiting on, and it's a variety of things that's coming, you know? In other words, blessings come in many forms, and, you know, you could have already received several of them, and there's more on the way. I believe that we don't just get one blessing, you know, when you hear that there's some of the big shift change or a big thing changing. I bet if you look back at your life, you know, what it was a year ago, that you could see that things have shifted and things have changed. Do you feel like
I have received blessings. There's just a couple that I'm speaking of, that I'm referring to. But no, there have been. Yes, you're right.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I believe in divine timing. Now, so, you know, some things we just have to wait on. For them to come in. So keep your thoughts positive and God-centered about the things that you're seeking and wanting. Your guardian angel says that, yeah, your path is about to shift, but to really count your blessings. You have a white buffalo working with you, which is about abundance and prosperity. Is that something that you've been looking for a money shift? Has that been something?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, let me just check something on you real quick. I'm just asking what this money power is, or wealth power, or creator of money and wealth. Well, I mean, it's turned on. We turned that on. You know, keep expecting that. One of the things we've been doing with these healings lately is pulling people out of the struggle and survival and turning on their money and wealth power. So, you know, the goal is to just hold the energy and, you know, is there something that you feel like you're doing that's maybe not your part, that you're not doing your part in?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. Well, we did some divine intervention statements tonight. So anything, just pay attention to what's coming to you after this show. Okay. But it is really important to know that there are many blessings, and divine timing is always at work here. Because I totally believe that God wants us to have everything that we want. You know, but it's very important to stay in the present moment. As it is coming, and because if you keep jumping in the future, saying, "Well, where is it?" It's like you're jumping in the future looking for it, as opposed to waiting for divine timing to bring it to you. Okay, and that's a message from your guardian angel, is to stay in the present moment, because jumping in the future is causing you worry and anxiety. So keep on with those prayers. It's coming. Don't give up, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You have a good night, and thanks for calling in.
Okay. That strange sound, I think, was the Skype connection, but I hope Vicki heard all those wonderful messages she was getting. Thank you for calling in, Vicki. Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 8661. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, this is Cherie.
Cherie, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. First thing that I see come out is Archangel Michael is with you really strong. He said
yeah, I
that
know.
He's
yeah.
been...
I know. Go ahead.
He's been giving you extra protection, and he said he's been fortifying your courage and your confidence. the things that you have been experiencing or going through in your life, he's been really there supporting you. And he says that along with your guardian angel, who is right there with him, is that you're on the right path. And they are there to help you, and that is the reason Archangel Michael stepped forward first. Your guardian angel is saying, Sheree, breathe, breathe. And all is as it should be. Just breathe.
Uh-huh. That is, I don't even tell you about that, but go ahead. That's interesting.
Well, and your guardian angel is also saying a lot of things are coming up for you, but these are like old patterns and old stuff that your soul is ready to release. And that's the reason she's saying, breathe and let them go. And that's the other reason why Archangel Michael is with you strongly. You're releasing things that are really deep-seated that you no longer need. And that's why he's reinforcing that you are on the right path, okay?
Right.
We walk through challenges as learning lessons, and sometimes they feel easy, sometimes they feel moderate, sometimes they feel like a big, fat challenge. Mm-hmm. So just know that you're doing exactly what you said you would do, and at this point in your life, you are on the right path. I'm seeing a bear with you, Sheree, and the bear is about protection and introspection. And the bear's message to you is he is protecting you as well. And the introspection part, he says, you know, go within so you'll know exactly what you're releasing. The bear is very adamant about that you are a very spiritual person that can go within. So go within and breathe and let it go and just know that you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
And that you are well protected. Okay, Sheree?
Okay. All right. That makes complete sense. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 5425. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello.
Okay, could I have your first name, please?
Sue.
Okay, Sue, I'm seeing some hummingbirds around you. Hummingbirds, they've already left this area, but they're still around this world somewhere, and they're all about joy. And your guardian angel is on your joy power. Raise that joy power up because you have been off for a while. Have you been feeling off, kind of?
Oh, I just had surgery, yes.
Okay, so all right, well, she's saying, well, they're helping you right now. I'm glad you called in to get this healing tonight then. But, you know, your guardian angel says that is the surgery, has it been a real serious surgery? Do you mind sharing what kind of surgery it is?
It was regarding breast cancer.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm asking them to work on that and clear any pain or anything like that. Let's clear all that for you and any kind of programs or patterns that Sue was carrying that would create or cause or allow any sickness, illness, or disease. And let's just clear that for everyone today. And it's interesting because when I look at you, you've got like a group of angels around you that are actually caring for you. Have you felt them? Have you felt like a divine presence around you through all this?
I've been praying a lot, yeah. I've been
good,
praying.
Good, good. Well, that's a real good thing to do when you're going through something like this. But your guardian angel is saying to be just to keep those thoughts positive. And that's what the hummingbirds and those extra angels are trying to keep your thoughts positive because it really, really makes a difference in your recovery. And your guardian angel, this is going to be okay, and this has been a very big challenge for you, but it's important for you to recognize what the challenge has been and notice it. But she says upon this whole thing that you've gone through, that you have released a lot of heavy-duty emotions. Do you feel like that?
Yes, yes.
And these are emotions that she says that you needed to let go of. And she said, just keep moving forward. Everything's going as planned. Everything's going as planned as you have written on your soul chart, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Sue.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. The last caller that we have that is wanting a live message before we switch to the chat room, the last four digits of this caller's number are 6110. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, thank you. It's Jessica.
You're welcome. Jessica, did you say?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jessica, I'm immediately seeing a whole lot of angels around you. And they walk with you all the time. They've been with you since you came through into this world this time because you requested them. They're saying that you didn't have to come back, but you chose to because there was something you really wanted to do this lifetime, and they agreed to come with you to help you, and they want you to know that you're surrounded by all of this love, and know that they want you to be open to receiving it and feeling it and then giving this love to others as you walk your path. I'm also getting from your main guardian angel that there is what you intend in your mind and how you manifest things, the dreams that you want to come into reality, the things that you want in your now. Make sure you put those into positive phrases because you have a real strong capacity to bring that to you. You understand what she means by that?
Yeah, things have been manifesting almost instantly these days. It's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's an affirmation for how strong that is within you as a gift. And she's what she's saying is be careful how you phrase it. In other words, the universe does not understand the word not. If you say, I do not want this in my life, the universe is going to bring it right to your life. So
mm-hmm,
be careful
yeah.
how you phrase what you want because you are in the place to bring in whatever it is you desire in a very positive way. And she's just affirming that for you with your message. I'm seeing a horse with you, and a horse is about personal power. And the horse is saying be really careful with the people that you let in your inner circle. There's a lot of people see your light, and they're attracted to it, and some people do not have good intentions, and they try to connect to it and pull from it, and you know, kind of like energy vampires. And you have really strong, you're really strong in your personal power. So pull your energy in, and be careful who you keep in your inner circle. That's the horse's biggest message to you.
Okay. Yeah, I watched for that. Thank you. That was fun. Good messages. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, two more people popped on, so I'm gonna grab those real quickly to give them messages. The next person that would like a message, the last four digits of their number are 6807. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, this is Kelly.
Okay, Kelly. Kelly, I see. Is this Kelly P?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Kelly, I immediately see a dove with you, a dove of peace. But I also see a camel with you, which is kind of unusual. I don't see a lot of them, but a camel is about endurance. And the fact that it's okay to be different because they are kind of different. Now, your guardian angel says it's important for you to believe in yourself. It's like there's something that is like a lack of confidence somewhere in your life, and it's only like this part of you that's a mustard seed, as they would say, that's a small part of you that causes this
disbelief and unbelief in you, but it causes some sort of lack of confidence. So if it's okay with you, is it okay if I ask the New Way Healers to clear and remove that for you?
Yes.
Okay, so would y'all please clear that mustard seed that's creating this lack and lack of confidence that's keeping her from 100% believing in herself, and raise her belief in herself and belief in life, belief in everything, raise it up to 100%. Because it holds you back sometimes where you think, you know, I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy enough. And the fact is you are. Everything that you were seeking, everything that you were wanting is charted on your soul chart. And you're supposed to have it or you wouldn't want it. I mean, everybody's soul chart says different things. I would want different things than you. My dream home would look different than yours. So keep your dreams alive. And by removing this mustard seed, it should help you a lot. And she says, keep your thoughts really focused on what you are seeking and be in the present moment while you are seeking them while they are manifesting. Because there's some really positive things coming your way here before Christmas. So thanks for calling in and thanks for following the show. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Do I have you there?
Yes. Hi, Colleen and Jean. Hello, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
Oh, great. Hi, Charlene and Jean. This is Ellen.
Charlene says, hey, Ellen, this is Jean. Okay, Ellen, your guardian angel stepped forward. Is it close to your birthday, Ellen?
No, it's not.
It's not? Well, your guardian angel is looking at it as a good time in this part of your year, whether it's halfway through, wherever it is, it's to do what she's calling a life review, to look back at things that have happened and kind of take a type of inventory to see what it is worked for you, see what you want to change, to see how you would like to heal from any situation that you've let go and release. She's saying it's a really good time in your year to do that. That's kind of why I asked if this is close to your birthday. Can you hear me okay, Ellen?
Yes, and I'm sorry for the background noise. I'm on my way home, and I just caught the end of your show. I apologize.
That's okay. It just kind of tickled me. It sounded like Charlene says it sounds like you're doing some kind of whooshing or singing or something like that.
Oh, no, it's a train going by. It's a subway.
Oh, that's okay. It's all good. It's all good. It just tickled us a minute. So thank you for that little laugh. And she's also saying that when you do this, you'll notice how quickly new blessings come into your life. When you look back at your past year or your year in review, all the way back to where your birthday was, and let go of things, yep. Resolve, change what no longer works for you, she says, to heal
mm-hmm.
what you've released, and resolve to balance yourself so that you can walk forward and receive your blessings, because there are many, many blessings that are in your immediate future. And when she says immediate future, she's saying within 3 to 4 weeks, things are going to be coming into your life that are huge blessings, things that you have been asking for and intending for. And she says, you know what, Ellen, you deserve these things because you're you. That's what she said. You have, I'm seeing a beaver with you, and the beaver is about building. And the beaver also is on land and water. So mm-hmm. the water is an emotional release. But the land is also about breathing. The beaver needs to breathe air, to breathe that mana in, and that life, that breath of life is what it's saying. So just know that those two things, those two elements, the earth and the water, well, the air and the water, are going to help you a whole lot as you walk forward.
What a wonderful message. I want to say thank you. Wonderful.
You're welcome, Ellen, and thanks for calling in the show. We sure do like hearing your voice.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Charlene, last caller before we switch to the chat room. Thank you so much. The last four digits of this caller's number is 5550. Welcome
Hello.
To the New Way Power Hour.
Hello.
Thank you
so much. This is Jane. Thank you very much.
Okay. Say your first name again.
Jane, J-A-N-E.
Jane. Okay. All right, Jane. Well, first of all, your guardian angel is holding up a big amethyst crystal. I don't know if you're one that are into amethysts, but amethysts,
yes.
Like all healers, should have an amethyst, the big one, you know, because it's just a healing stone. And she's saying that, you know, you are one that is very, very affected by crystal healing energy. So it's important that when you get stones or you buy stones, and she's suggesting, like, she's got, like, three of them. She's holding up amethyst, rose quartz, and a clear quartz, you know, to make sure that they're turned on and powered up. You know, you can amplify
okay.
them through the full moon.
Okay.
But she just wants to remind you of that. Do you wear crystal jewelry or do anything with crystals?
Sometimes. I mean, I have all of those crystals and more, and then sometimes I'll carry something in my pocket or...
yeah.
Like right now I have things in my hand. We're going to be doing a transmission meditation in a few minutes, and we're surrounded by stones and crystals.
Okay, well, good. All right. Well, she said that's important for you because your soul needs that. You know, you've had a past life to where you are in Lemuria. I don't know if you've ever heard that. That's a continent that no longer exists on this particular earth plane.
No.
But they had like an underground tunnels that were, they weren't tunnels. It's like you went underground and it was just like full of crystals. It's I've read past lives like this before, but they were helping with earth energies in Lemuria and you were working with crystals there. So you've done that in past lives, but they're very healing, for you. You have a raven working with you, which is about magic. And it's interesting she's talking about the crystals and the magic. Your guardian angel, the big message for you is remember the inner healer because you are a healer. And people that have that, you came in with a life theme that is a healer. And people that have that life theme are able to heal themselves. So know that you have that power within you to do that. And when your light is strong and your frequencies are bright, your energy exuberates that divine miracle healing energy, and it's infective to other people. It feels good. So I do hear that.
People that are intuitive, that feel energy, it's not unusual for me to hear that, my gosh, your energy is so strong. So...
Right. So it's important to keep your energy clear because it's helping the earth. We light workers and healers and everybody. It's very important that we hold the light right now because this planet really needs it. This United States needs us to hold the light opposed to falling into any kind of dark energies or negative energies. Okay?
Yeah.
So
you're
doing a good job and you're holding it. So... So
Thank
keep
you.
Doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a good night. Thanks for calling into the show.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Okay, Charlene, we're going to switch to the chat room. The first chat room guest that would like a message is Jennifer. And Jennifer, your guardian angel is saying that it's very important for you to know that you're feeling being real sensitive to this energy right now, and we're going out of the full moon energy as the moon diminishes or wanes. And she's saying just to be aware that some things that you're feeling, you're just being extra sensitive now. And she's saying in forms of energy and emotions, whether it's your emotions that come up really quickly or somebody else's that affects you. So just be really gentle with yourself, and she says it's in this next week. She's also saying that it's important to know that you all walked with every step of your path, and to know that you are not alone, is what she's saying. And these are your angels walking with you, and they want you to know that they are there, that they're there to protect you, that they're there to help you, and talk to them. Allow them to talk to you. Allow them to speak to you. But they're there for you, and they're there only for you. You have a deer with you, Jennifer, for gentleness, and that goes along with the first message of your guardian angel, to be gentle with yourself during this next week period. And you also have a hawk with you, and the hawk is the messenger, to be aware and of your surroundings, to be aware of the present moment. And as you do that, you'll see your blessings. So thank you for following the show in the chat room, Jennifer, and you have a good evening. Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Candace.
Okay, Candace. First of all, I'm trying to look at what this thing is, but it's a woodchuck. And it's, you see a lot of them around here in South Carolina, but it's about 2-year cycles. Your guardian angel says there's a 2-year cycle of something that you're manifesting, you're planning, that you're wanting, and it's developing within 2 years. But she's saying that while it's developing, there's other blessings coming in the meantime. So stay focused on what you truly want. It's coming your way. But there's a 2-year cycle of this really big thing that you're seeking. And the reason that there's a 2-year cycle here is because you're still gathering for whatever it is that you're seeking. You haven't got everything that you need for it to come into fruition. So good luck with that. And I also see a big money drop coming for you. So thanks for following the show and joining us in the chat room, Jean.
Okay, next chat room guest that would like a message is Jim. And Jim, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she is saying it's important at this time for you to pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you. This is your inner knowingness, and this is a big gift with you. And she says that these thoughts and ideas are forms of answered prayers for you. And guidance, as it could be a question you put out to the universe, a prayer you said, for guidance, and it could be something as simple as, how do I fix this stove? Something isn't working, and you can't quite figure it out, and you put that answer, that request out to the universe, and it comes to you. She said, so pay attention to these thoughts and ideas that come to you. They're answers for you. And another thing that she's saying at this time is to pay attention to your dreams. There are some answers coming to you as well in your dreams, so pay attention to your dreams. I'm seeing an elk with you, and the elk is about stamina, about starting your day with a lot of energy and it lasting through your whole day without feeling worn out or tired, pacing yourself so that at the end of the day you still feel good, or when you start a project, to pace yourself so that you continue with that high vibrational energy as you go through your project. So it's about pacing yourself, Jim. So thanks for following the show and being in the chat room. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Mary Lou.
Okay, Mary Lou, you've got a dove of peace working with you, and you've also got a blue jay that's with you about knowing the truth through intuition. Your guardian angel is like, she's saying that it's important that you focus. She said it's like you've had some trouble focusing, and she's like tapping you on the head, and she's saying part of the reason you've had trouble focusing is because you've been sort of jumping out of your body. Anxiety looks like you've been kind of jumping into the future, and I'm just asking for you to get a healing on that so that you can focus more, to bring your soul back into your body, really ground you really, really good, and whatever that is pulling you away, that's keeping you unable to focus, and just move it to move it on out. This was a good night for a healing for you. She said some of your focus too could be hormone related. She says there, she wants you to know that your health is good and you're okay. So that's a big message. I don't know if you've been concerned or worried about something, but she said you're just fine. And she says that you have done a lot of amazing things for people to help them through your life. And those blessings have always come back to you. So notice that there's a lot of blessings coming to you here lately, and pay attention to them because it looks like some really, really interesting, fun things are coming up for you. Thanks for following the show, Mary Lou.
Okay, the next guest in the chat room that would like a message is Deanna. And Deanna, your guardian angel is saying that you're being worked with a lot, especially while you sleep, to tap into this gift that you have that she says you've been kind of, for no better words, not recognizing or ignoring. She's saying it's a God-given creativity and wisdom for writing. And she's showing me a children's book that's waiting out there for you to bring through. So I'm just sending you the message that she's telling me. And she's also saying, this is on a different subject, that it's important that you prioritize how you focus on tasks that you go to complete during your day. You know, instead of thinking do the little ones first, do the most important one first to get that out of your way. And that will ease your mind on a lot of different areas so that everything else will just flow. I'm seeing an owl with you for wisdom, and it's bringing in the feminine power of wisdom to you. And the owl is also a night creature, and the owl is saying this is a time at night when a lot of your creative ideas will come to you. So coming to you in dreams or coming to you at night before you go to bed to kind of just have a little notebook to sketch them down. So, and this book will come through you, as Charlene says, with grace and ease. So I look forward to seeing that, Deanna Jo. Thanks for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the list is Paul.
Okay, Paul. Well, first of all, I see a lot of butterflies around you for transformation. They're actually saying that you're kind of going through some sort of transformation in your life. It's like something is changing, and it's like almost new knowledge and wisdom is coming through you and new power. And it's important to own this power. And it's like new ideas, things like that are coming through, and it's important for you to have your personal power, peace, and clarity, because it's almost as if you're having a higher, you've already had a spiritual awakening in your life, but you're having another spiritual awakening that's like taking you to a higher level, almost as if another part of your mind, your brain that you haven't used before is open. And it's a real positive thing. And it's important that you may have felt lately, I don't know, maybe a lack of clarity or kind of a jumble in your mind, but that's all it is. And I'm asking in the Goddess Creator Ball to put your hands upon his head and apply a cranial sacral adjustment and a neurocranial sacral adjustment times 5 and just clear his mind, because that's what's happening to you. A lot of good things coming up for you. Your guardian angel says stay in the present moment and stop worrying, because your worry only creates more worry. If you could just stay saying a statement, I am staying in the present moment, I am in the present moment, I'm coming back to the present moment, I am in the present moment. Any of those statements, bring yourself back, because whatever you're worrying about it and jumping in the future is not helping it. Being in the present moment, everything is fine. Everything is going as planned. You are right on time and right where you're supposed to be, Paul. So thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next chat room guest that would like a message is Sunny. And Sunny, your guardian angel, is immediately saying to me that prayer will help the situation that you're going through at this moment. Whether it just make sure you're, she's saying, be careful that your dialogue is positive. Ask what questions you need to ask. Ask for what you need. Request what you need. And she said prayer is going to help the situation right now. She's also suggesting that you do a little bit of journaling to get what all of these things in your head out on paper. And she said just write. It doesn't have to make sense because nobody's going to see it but you. To just write, to get it out of your head onto the paper. And she said you can keep it. You can release it to the universe by burning it. But she's saying just get it out of your head and write. She said you'll be surprised at how much better you feel. I'm seeing a dove with you for peace, bringing that peace in your heart right now. I'm seeing a bluebird for happiness, bringing that vibration of the happy energy, the fun, happy energy into your energy field. So good luck with that, Sunny, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Marguerite.
Okay. Well, first of all, Marguerite, I see an elephant with you, which is about ancient knowledge and wisdom. And you have quite a bit of ancient knowledge and wisdom. Your guardian angel says that a really good healing gift that you have is automatic writing. And as an automatic writer, if you choose to, you can write a book. She's saying to write things that come through you because you bring in things that come through you are very, you know, knowledgeable. It's very prophetic, let's put it that way. So it's important, and you have to know that people seek you out for advice because you bring in such good knowledge and wisdom. In other words, if I ask you, what do you think about this situation that I'm going through, you would have probably a good answer, and that's because it's coming through you as a prophecy. So you have it in your voice, but you also have it as a writer. So, you know, you said automatic writer because you could do a lot of things with that. Also know that you have hummingbird with you, which is about joy. Hold that joy, and I say that to everybody listening tonight. Hold your light. We need it on this planet. And Marguerite, you are doing a really good job at that because your guardian angel says sometimes you'll fall into an emotion and you pop right out of it, so you're aware of it. So good job, and thanks for following the show. We appreciate it.
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Julie. Julie, your guardian angel is talking about self-respect, and she's commending you for that, for giving yourself that energy and that encouragement and that respect of the self. She's saying also that she wants to compliment you and give you a huge compliment on how you speak on your own behalf and the truth and kindness you use within that as you do that to others. When you're challenged, she says she wants to commend you for that. So she's saying, good job, way to go. And also, there is coming in the next, she's saying 2 weeks, a huge gift from God for you. And she said just be open to receiving it and embracing it and recognize it. Stay in the now. Stay so you can be exactly where you need to be to receive this gift because it's coming for you. And I see a wolf with you, Julie. And the wolf is a protector for you, but also the wolf is about a teacher. There are young ones that are looking to you and your knowledge and wisdom, and you are going to be teaching them. And you're going to be teaching them what you've learned yourself. So good luck with that, Julie, and thanks so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Susie.
Okay, Susie. Well, here's what we got. You have got, this is a really interesting animal totem. I'm not exactly sure what it means, so I'm going to have to ask it. You have a seahorse. And the seahorse, when I'm asking, what is that actually that you represent? It's about being different. It's about the elements of the water, emotions. This seahorse is actually helping you release some emotions that have been coming up for you. And it's emotions of being so different and feeling so different. And your guardian angel says, you know, it's across the board where they say it's okay to be different, but you have always been different, whether you realized it or not. And as you grow spiritually in your life, it's not a negativity that you outgrow people, because it's just part of your spiritual growth, and it's not as if you're separating from them, whether it's families or friends that you are outgrowing, but new people and new things will come in to replace the old. And she's saying it's really important to be careful who you keep in your inner circle. That's really, really important. There's a lot of spiritual growth that's going to continue throughout your entire life, and you also have a wolf as a teacher, and you are a teacher. You're in the process of still gathering. You will always be a teacher, but the fact is you are gathering, and you will be teaching more and more things. So good luck with that, Susie.
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Neely. And Neely, your animal guides are presenting themselves. First one I see is a raven, and a raven is about the magic. And the raven's message to you is be open to this energy of magic coming into your life, the things that happen in a wonderful way that just you think, oh, wow. So be open to that magic coming in your life, especially, the raven says, for things that you've been asking for. And also, you have a goose with you, and the goose is about flying to faraway places or travel to faraway places. The goose flies. You may be flying, but it's about traveling to faraway places. And the goose says the faraway places are places that are further than you can walk or drive a car in an hour or two. So be open to those faraway places and that opportunity to travel that comes to you. Your angel wants you to know that your home is protected, your home is safe. Use your tools to help keep your home clear and your property clear. And she's just wanting you to know that your home is safe and protected. And it's important that you know that the things that you say are important, and they benefit other people. And other people do listen to your guidance and what you say. And you do have a gift in that, Neely. So this is an affirmation from your guardian angel about that. Thanks for following the show, Neely. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Regina.
Regina, it's time for you to move forward. It's like there's a part of you that has been stuck, and she says, get yourself unstuck. You know exactly what to do. You know exactly what you're stuck in, and you know how to get out of it. And she says, you have been given the information that have helped you. And she said, now it's time to do your part. Now, you have a lion with you, which is about feminine power, leadership, and assertion. And you have three of them. And that's part of what's helping you, too, around with your guardian angels. They're giving you the power, but you're the one that has to take the step to move forward, to change whatever it is that you're resistant to change. Your guardian angel says you can do it, and it's time to do it. Right now, the door is open. Walk through it, because once you get through this challenge, you let go of whatever you're holding on to or whatever is keeping you stuck, something brand new and exactly what you want will come in. So good luck with that, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, Charlene, we're down to the last person in the chat room that has been waiting patiently on a message, and this is for Lily. Lily, the first thing I'm seeing is you're getting a hello from heaven. from a loved one that's in heaven that watches over you, that is cheering for you from heaven, and they just want you to know that they're there with you, then they're pulling for you. So that's what the hello is for. And your guardian angel is also saying that it's important as you walk your path to keep your eye and your focus on your intention, so that when you get close to it, you still have the same energy that you're putting toward it. And when you've reached it, remember that everything that you did to get to where you are, and give thanks for that. And your guardian angel is saying, you know, let go of any difficulty that you may feel you're going through on the way. These are lessons for you to learn, and these are blessings that come through lessons. So recognize them as that. And I'm seeing a blue jay with you about knowing the truth through intuition. And to trust your intuition is a message from the blue jay. Okay, Lily, thank you so much for following the show. And Charlene, do we have time for one last message for Morgan?
Yes, we do. How about you give that message, Jean?
Okay, Morgan. I was talking when you typed in, so I couldn't answer you. So, Morgan, your guardian angel is talking about it's time to step up and be the leader that you are. You have a gift in leadership, and you've been kind of hanging in the background and saying, no, not me. She says, yes, it is you. You are the leader. Step up and take your leadership role, and you're going to do brilliantly. She's also saying that it's important that you spend more time outdoors. You get some energy from the shifting of the seasons, and right now is the perfect time for you to rejuvenate and regenerate and feel that energy coming into you. And she also says it helps you stay grounded and in the present moment. I'm seeing a lion with you, and this lion is about feminine power and leadership. So, and using your words with assertion, that energy of assertion as opposed to aggression. And I'm also seeing an ant with you, and the ant is about patience, Morgan, and knowing that with your patience, everything will come to you in the time it's supposed to. So, Morgan, I'm glad we got to give you a message at the last minute. I hope you'll join us again for the show. And, Charlene, will you take us out with a prayer, or you have any last words, or what would you like to do right now?
All right. Well, I'd just like to say thank you to everyone who listened in, and you can find Jean and I on Facebook. You can also look at our website at www.divineinterventionistheintention.com. Find out more about us and what we do, and find out. You can also find out the new dates of our radio show. We'll be posting them in about a week. And anyway, we just thank everybody for following the show. We accept all friends on Facebook. And we will, you know, as a friend, we will send you out messages when we're having the show so that you know we'll have them. So thanks so much. I'm just going to say a quick little prayer. Thanks again for following the show. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bless everyone with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. Bless us all with the knowledge and the wisdom and the power that we need to proceed, succeed, and thrive in all of our lives. Lead us and guide us, and let thy will be done. Amen. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time. Good night, Jean. Thank you.
Good night, Charlene. Thank you for a wonderful show together, and thank you, everyone, for following the show. Many blessings. Good night.